Now, let's talk about time, which is the important factor in everything here, especially with what I was trying to get to with you so I could corner you and track you. Earth is 4.5 billion years old. Our solar system is 4.5 billion years old.
Yeah.
Did everything form in our solar system at generally the same time? Earth, 4.5 billion years ago. Saturn, 4.5 billion years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. So everything was going on at the same time.
As far as we can tell, basically, all the planets formed basically at the same time. We find meteorites that seem to be remnants of that process. They're all the same age. Everything's 4.5 billion.
How old is the sun?
The sun is basically the same age, too.
So that all formed, too.
Slightly older, but it seemed like as the sun was in the late stages of forming, the planet started forming, and it was all one process. The solar system seems to, you know, from the best evidence we can tell from isotopes and meteorites and other clues, it seems like the solar system formed quickly and all roughly around the same time, 4.5, 4.6 billion years ago.
All right, so this is in a universe that's about 14 billion years old,
right.
which means somewhere in the universe, other systems have an 8.5 billion year head start on us.
Yeah, not quite, but I think they do have a head start that's significant, very significant. And the point you're making is well taken. There are systems that have billions of years on us, probably. They don't necessarily have 10 billion years on us because the first generation of stars can't make planets and life because the first generation of stars is all hydrogen and helium. So there's not a lot of...
And what do you mean by first generation of stars?
Like after the Big Bang, the first stars that formed, there was no carbon. There was no nothing to make rocks or organic molecules. It was just hydrogen and helium.
I didn't know that.
But, yeah, the Big Bang only made hydrogen and helium. All the other chemicals, all the other elements, including the ones on the Earth and in our bodies, were made inside of stars. So stars are basically furnaces and element factories, where you have nuclear reactions going on, nuclear fusion, and that's making...
Okay, and how long did it take for that to form, then?
Well, that's an interesting question, but, you know, some stars, the biggest stars, live bright and die fast, and they have supernovas, and there are stars that only live for a few million years, and there are others that live for hundreds of millions of years, but let's give the universe a couple of billion years to start to make the elements that could make life.
Okay.
And
so,
therefore, the point you're making is well taken, that there certainly could be places where life has a jump on us by 4 or 5 billion years.
Right.
It's a long time.
And I look at the progress of our technology, where even in 100 years, we've had a remarkable jump in technology.
Right.
We've done things that nobody could really ever imagine. So what if there were a million years or 2 million years ahead of where we are today, or even a billion years? They have had an ability to do some incredible things. I think, David, that this universe is teeming with intelligent life all over the place. And I think they've been traveling all over the place, maybe even in parallel universes. Who knows what? But I think it's everywhere.
Well, you know, George, I'm of like mind with you. The universe is I'm quite confident inhabited elsewhere, and I think you're absolutely right. If you look at the time scales of evolution, and the fact that we are such babies, we've had technology, depending on how you look at it, for only hundreds of years, or maybe, you know, if you define it by when the first radio telescope was built, then we've had technology for, you know, about 50 years. And can you imagine the technology that we will have in 100 years? Maybe sort of you can guess about it. But can you imagine the technology we will have in 1,000 years?
If we're still here.
If we're still here.
Yeah.
And the answer is no, you can't. And then even 1,000 years is a short time compared to these cosmic timescales we're talking about. We just cannot imagine the capabilities of a species that has learned to survive with technology for billions of years.
I mean, we're learning things dramatically now. Like you just said, we're finding planets. We're talking about wormholes. There was a report by a couple British scientists just a few weeks ago saying that they believe it's possible we could have been visited by these extraterrestrials who somehow learned how to travel through interstellar space. All those things, I think, are so possible it leads me to believe that there are civilizations out there. And what leads me then to the $64,000, $110 question, and that is, somewhere along the line, David, some of this was created by something, because it just didn't happen by chance.
Well, that, my friend, is a provocative statement. And I believe that...
You're fighting yourself.
I am. Well, no. What I'm trying to do is come up with words to describe what I want to say next.
Do you want to say it as a scientist or as a person?
I want to say it as an astrobiologist. And to me, in the truest sense, astrobiology transcends science. It's based on science, but if we really want to think about life in the universe, we have to think beyond science. Because of the kinds of factors you were bringing up, George, because there's this whole wild card of advanced technology, super advanced technology, that we just can't place limits on with our current imagination. And what I think, and here I guess I am taking my scientist hat off for a moment.
I think you have to.
But I think that the universe is becoming conscious. As life evolves on different planets and becomes intelligent and then moves beyond biological intelligence to the kind of thing we were just hinting at a moment ago, to who knows what, but some kind of super advanced intelligence that maybe merges humans and something that you can't even call a machine because it's so much more advanced than what we call a machine. I think the universe is becoming intelligent in places it's become much more, you know, what we have on Earth is just a glimmer of what it will become. And when I say the universe becoming intelligent, I'm not just talking about evolution of animals. I'm talking about matter actually transforming itself gradually into an intelligent entity. And then, to me, that then becomes the intelligence of the universe, which some people might call God. And so I see the universe is creating itself as a God. And so I almost see God and the universe as being the same thing, and it being a intelligence that has created the universe, and at the same time a universe that has been created by that intelligence, and it's really the same thing. Am I making any sense to you now?
Yeah, you are. And you know, we're gonna carry it over into next hour with some calls. But you know, David, it's almost like there are times, and there have been since I've been a kid, where I have to stop thinking about how it began, how it was created, because I'll go crazy. I'll absolutely go bonkers.
Yeah.
Just thinking about it, because there is really no answer.
Yeah. Now, no, I know what you mean. It's we're getting to questions that we can be guided by science.
But see, my mother tells me, God, I love this lady. She says, you don't need an answer, George. She said, it's faith. And that's your answer. She's very religious.
What's fascinating to me about belief in extraterrestrial intelligence is that it's science and evidence, but it is also faith. It's a merger of the two. And actually, I think that that's one of the things that's so great about it, because I think that humanity, if we're going to survive, we have to get better at merging science and spiritual belief.